We've taken those past producing mines and we've stepped out. And what we're finding is that the old timers in 1959 that stopped producing silver because it was 85 cents an ounce, 85 cents an ounce in 1959, there was no incentive. We followed up on the good work they were doing when they were out there producing 466 grams per ton. And what did we find today? Well, we found 467 grams over 15 meters. It was a big strike.
Brer, I know you have some news ad. Perhaps you could just catch us up on the latest from Dolly Varden.
Yeah, we've hit some really, really high grade. We've got this area in Northwest British Columbia. So right on the Alaska British Columbia border in Canada, we've got the rich past producing Dolly Varden and Torbrit mines, and then we've built up a very large land position, 100,000 hectares of ground, five past producing silver mines. We were buying silver when it was $16, $20 an ounce, and we were aggressively doing so until April of this year. And what today's announcement highlights is we invested over $20 million in exploration activities throughout the summer. And the results of the summer program are still continuing to be announced. So, Chris, we've taken those past producing mines and we've stepped out. And what we're finding is that the old timers in 1959 that stopped producing silver because it was 85 cents an ounce, 85 cents an ounce in 1959, there was no incentive. We followed up on the good work they were doing when they were out there producing 466 grams per ton. And what did we find today? Well, we found 467 grams over 15 meters. It was a big strike. It's really good numbers. There's a number of really, really, really high intercepts in there, including 1,300 grams of silver over 2 meters. So there's a high grade core, but it's continuous over a very, very minable width. And the most important thing about today's press release, in my opinion, is there's a fault on the other side of the Wolfvein. And do you remember the Wolfvein? Amanda Bennett discovered it. This is my Dolly Varden Wolf. You've got one of these, Chris.
I
But on
do.
the other side of the Central Valley Fault, we hit 500 grams of silver. So we hit the vein on the other side of the fault, which is very, very significant. And so that's what today's press release is all about. We've got those numbers and we've got more results coming. Like I said, we did $20 million of drilling in the summer. So we've got a number of high grade pure silver results. We've got a new resource estimate that we're putting out in the first half of the year. And then we've got the big merger that we brought to you on your show. So we're merging with a high-grade gold producer, and we're going to be leveraging their cash flow, and we'll have exposure to their high-grade gold projects. Great announcement and more to come, but just continued pure high-grade silver.